first thing among them, among the beliefs and among the practices. That is faith and conduct. Faith and conduct. And among the beliefs, belief first, because belief comes before action. You first believe something, then you put that belief into practice. Our thoughts come first, then we act upon those thoughts. So we put the belief first, and those beliefs are fixed. These are the most important ones. There are many other beliefs we have, but these are the most important ones. And if you can remember, we want to quickly name them. One is to If you can have belief, if you can have belief, and you haven't told anybody that Allah is God, there's something wrong with you, you better check your scripture, the religion might be still with you. A Muslim is one who testifies openly that there's no God, nothing to worship except Allah, and Muhammad is his message. So the first is to testify or to bear witness, we say, right? Can everybody see if I put it in regular time? The third is not to bear witness. To have faith in Allah. The first things among the beliefs. First things in the belief, most important beliefs. To have faith in Allah. And the second one, to have faith in what? And for conduct Allah. So that's what prophets. Prophets, you know, are gave messages to. They include messages to. Prophets, R-O-P-A-D-E. Angels are like human beings. Angels are forces in creation. They allow you to do his holy work of his great work that is God, for human beings. They're called angels. You don't read in the Holy Quran, the description of angels that you read sometimes in the other scriptures, the Bible or something. The descriptions are not given like that. But a person can come to me, and at that particular time, that person may be an angel because that person is serving that role. All right, let me explain. Say if I need it tonight, $20. And if I need this $20 tonight at a certain time, say about 7 o'clock. I don't know if he's really a master. Maybe some trouble. Okay? And I called people, I tried everything, I couldn't get my hand up, okay? I go home. I get out of my car to go into the house. And this is where I be, and somebody goes, and they say, hey, yeah, I've been trying to catch you. And we all go home. Yeah, I don't wait for you. Thank you very much. And I open it and it's $20. Wasn't that person my angel? And that person was an angel. Why? Because that person didn't know I needed $20. Only on wrong do I needed $20. And on wrong spent that person. So that person at that time was an angel. You see? So in his own personal makeup, he was a human being. Not in the duty that he was performing, not in the act that he was committing. At that time, and under those influences, he was an angel. So men and women have fear of angels. They were holding their life. It was just for the time that they were used by the law. And they were aware of what they were doing. If they're aware of what they're doing, they're not angry. They're not happy with it. But if you're aware of it, if he knew I needed $20 and he told me, he would not be angry. He's not angry. You see what I mean? Yes. So angels are forces. They have no judgment. They have no sex. They do nothing but obey Allah. Okay, so now faith are angels. And yes, faith and yes, as highly by the mouth. Belief and as highly the life, as highly the life. That means a perfect kind of life. Not eating and drinking the things we eat and drink. Not this kind of life. As highest, meaning the special kind of life. As highest. But it includes the belief in our life. But that is what the let us know is talking about is a definite or special kind of life. Mm-hmm. As highest father and mouth. Life after the death. A special kind of life after the physical death. Now, I know the teaching of Ahmadiyyah and all that was there, so it's a good but it is talking actually of life after physical death. The key to see is this. We don't believe that the physical person comes back on earth. We don't believe that the person comes out of the grave and has another life on this earth. We don't believe that. Okay? Once you say it's like this earth of a physical death, that's the thing. For this reason, for this kind of life. But we believe that there is a higher life. But that life just as the material grew from your human being. You didn't know you didn't hear no proof. You didn't know that. You might not have said that material. Now Allah made that simple material on your being. That's the first stage on a certain level of creation of human beings. In this particular concept we're talking now, our context we're talking now, the level of life. The new the God. Now, what says, other than the beast, that he will make a new creation. A new creation. Now, this new creation means not only the new life, the new mind, or the new kind of submission that comes into the believer, it also means a new existence. This future existence. This future existence, according to the Quran, is not a father's union, Allah says, it is a must in necessity. The justice cannot be complete without it. That's what the Quran teaches. It cannot be complete without it. A being come here has to know it. don't care where the devil put you.
Amen. Amen means paradise. What
is a state of continuous growth that brings satisfaction. All of that. That you can bring your being into that kind of accord, submission under the law, submission to his will, so you'll be attentive. And you will enjoy peace and happiness uninterrupted. He can bring you news to your house this day, what? No pain, no suffering, no pain, anything. Allah protects you against pain and suffering. Not that it didn't hurt you, it hurt that you didn't get it. But it's all the pain that you didn't get it.
Okay? You ain't come back again.
Well, I'm you come. You had a cold. So the devil is in the boss, you get eat. You can't have any power at all. The devil is the power that you get eat. So this is a strange thing. And our people need to see this. Since we lost our great place and civilization, we have a most of the value of people. We have great status. And so the history tells us that the great nations, at the time and the long European nations, were involved in. We were in the right of civilization. But after we fell, then people tried to, races and nations that we fell under, are still under the dread of their roots. They tried to cultivate again the primitive from the first. And if I reduce you back to your baby state, and if I reduce you back to your baby state, I regret you to your baby state, because they know in that state they didn't ask you. They get spite on you, the thoughts, the things, unreal things. I use a primitive kind of life, a superstitious kind of life, that they know will hold you forever until you wake up. But you know there are people who won't come into civilization, just because they see it, association, all kinds of different things. They have a primitive religion, a primitive idea of life, that makes them afraid to break out of the baby womb of understanding and come into the big world of life. They are afraid. So who's even living slavery? That's a form of slavery, isn't it? Who's even living bondage? Who's only living slavery? Is that a primitive false belief? The liberty is not a failure. But actually, primitive ideas and primitive beliefs are weak, but they're good. They're not bad. Yeah. They're not changed into destructive or false kinds of beliefs and beliefs. They get high and higher and higher. And they get bigger and better and stronger and greater in terms of wisdom or knowledge and understanding. They don't hold you down. They're things. The third thing in man is the suspicion that there is a power greater than nature. This suspicion in man leads us to worship the greater than the earth. This is not fair, this is a failure. But if people can make them believe that this theory of you is not the explanation of your religion, his direction, his leadership, away from the wrong mind. So they began to tell him that the demon, the wolf, the howling wolf, is a spirit. That's what bothered you. On a roof out there. Somebody needed some tea from it. That's what bothered you, you know. On a night, and you, the quiet night, the darkness, is filled with demons and spirits. So then the person would get you, get a fear that it wouldn't have gone because it didn't have to run. The fear that Allah puts it up, as the Bible says, as the whole world says, that fear leads you to God. So your first fear was toward God. Your first fear was toward God. Next fear, that natural fear leads us to a confess of the knowledge that there's one creator, one boss over the whole creation. And when people come in and put these crazy ideas, then if we believe in them, and a lot of times we have to believe that we expect them to be older, larger, or greater than us. So we accept what they say. Then we start believing things that Allah would let us put into our minds and hearts. And that's what got us afraid. And pushing the rulers and the this and that, and those kind of things. So the whole world is condemned to the death. And believe it? I think it's not a problem in our life, but it's 1977. Superstition is still a problem for human beings. And it's very often, because those people who have control over our life, I don't mean just our life, I'm not talking racist talk. I mean over the lives of all ignorant people. Those people who have control over the lives of all ignorant people, they want to cultivate ignorant superstition and peace. You see, what's all the reason? The black power don't take care of it. The reason what kind of power we got now? Well, we got people who are taking their own mind. Yeah, doing such and such. Okay, right, this is Gemini, Scorpio, Scorpio. And both of those will get caught up in those kind of real independent ideas about what life is all. They gravitate right to it. They swing right into it.
Continue. So he said, so it is. So it is better than a whole lifetime. He got high on him in every job. Right? He got high on him in every job.
And I got a brother who recently out of here, and he was telling me that he had time. He said, hey, I said, he had to return to what his father was doing. As soon as you start to preach, I go out there and look in the world, you'll see some good and dark people. Then once you experience it, then you don't have to do it. The world is opposed to it, right?
Yeah.
You got to make the world agreeable
with it. You see how wrong? Here's a man of such an experience that's so divine, so great, so satisfied, that he will bring the tender of death. Rather than get up, and he's not going to come from here. Because he wants that back, not just himself,
he wants it for his wife, he wants it for his children, he wants it for his neighbors, he wants it for the world.
So the prophet, so once he gives revelation, he's given the help. That's the help of me. That's the experience that he had. What's going to help you? He finally gives you inspiration, and inspiration itself. You understand?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, so we were talking about the man is to the country right here in this chapter, and it's the name of this chapter. It is to the country, the night of the country. The night of the country. It was translated the night of power. The night of the the mind audience. So, now this study, when it's used it refers to the power or natural law that works in all creation to bring reward that is profit in terms of good feelings, in terms of health, in terms of wisdom, in terms of whatever we got, right? To bring profit to us when we use it correctly. To get the proper use of it. Now, we don't want the proper use of these things. Science learns the use of many chemicals, many elements, right? Many materials. Science has to discover the use of these things. Now, we don't want the proper use, so Allah will help us with them. We get this on our own, what we can't get, Allah will reveal. So Allah has not put in our grasp, He will reveal. So there are the things that are not in our grasp, Allah will reveal those things to us. Many things of science was not in the grasp of the scientists. The scientists tell us God revealed it to me. Some of them don't think God revealed it to me. He said it's not that. He said it was an odd coincidence. That this happened at this time while I was experimenting with this. I have no intention of doing that.
Yeah,
found out it's diabetes. You can try another. Don't you dare, you say, I live, I got it.
Well, you want the best of a lot of
you. Well, a law had to put the patient with someone to teach them. A law had to design an intelligence in a human being to grasp it. Then a law had to help you to get the willpower to stay within a city boundary. I mean, we don't have a lot of them going on from that to that. Well, no, not a song except a law. That holds around saying, we not, I'm backing up now. The whole Quran says, Allah taught Adam the names of them. He called his book. The Quran is on the feet of the same book. You say, you want to discover it? Allah taught you the Quran's book. Yeah, do you see on the blackboard? People were reading books, and all of them will be on the thing that was written anyway. They call it the old king, but they had a concept. The concept came from the natural creation. The concept has to come from the natural. The concept, if it doesn't agree, that is the concept of title description, if it doesn't agree with the reality, it's a false name. The only way we can name is to read it from this nature. You can't name things without having that nature. You do the wrong thing. So God says, I taught Adam to make a fit. God says, fit the whole body. And he taught Adam the name of all the things. So then he said to Adam, what's wrong with him?
Thank you.